USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing a Houston police sergeant Monday is now in custody. 24-year-old Robert Solis was arrested Tuesday, 24 hours after the shooting death of Sergeant Sean Rios. He was arrested during a traffic stop in the Houston area. A witness tells ABC 13 what he saw.
I heard the gunshots, and I was right there in the front, so I ran toward here, and I see a man running toward the hotel, and he's just bleeding everywhere, all over, bleeding and just, you know, not running right, not walking right. And he entered the office at the hotel, and he collapsed right in there.
Sergeant Rios was on his way to work when shot multiple times in North Houston. In a recent survey of 2,000 Republicans, 70% believe the 2020 presidential election was tainted by improper use of mail-in ballots. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Being in a lockdown is a danger to one's mental health. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that 1 in 5 coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Public health actions such as social distancing can make people feel isolated and lonely and can increase stress and anxiety. Tropical Storm Eta is strengthening over the Gulf of Mexico, and it could soon impact Florida once again. Eta's course is now aiming for the Big Bend of Florida, just east of Ocala, and should arrive late Thursday or early Friday morning. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Walmart wants to deliver your online orders via self-driving cars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. Despite support on both sides of the aisle for regulation, Congress has been unable to pass meaningful legislation on autonomous vehicles. There have been a number of high-profile accidents involving self-driving cars in recent years that have brought increased scrutiny on the technology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chairman of the board at Daimler predicts large-scale commercial production of self-driving cars to take off between now and 2025. The National Hockey League could go with a temporary realignment of its teams for next season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The league also is contemplating a reduced schedule and temporary hubs. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said realignment could help with ongoing travel restrictions for Canada and mandated quarantines for visiting certain states in the United States. As it relates to the travel issue, which is obviously the great unknown, we may have to temporarily realign to deal with geography, because having some of our teams travel from Florida to California may not make sense, Bettman said Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.